What band was that? I want to know that band. What's new, Eric? How you doing, brother?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. For a second there, I forgot if we were using our real names or if we had radio names or where we're at. But that makes one of us.
I wish I could be the Hulk, though.
Oh, my God. He's $115 million richer.
Oh, brother.
Man, oh, man.
He took a steel chair to Gawker. He slammed that job.
Christ, I wish Gawker would put some of my tapes up on the goddamn website.
You still have them on VHS?
I probably do. I have them on the tapes, the little ones that you have to put in the VHS cartridge. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
That's how long I've been making pornos.
Yeah, the old little tapes that you would put in, like, a
second. Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you got, like, an extra layer of security.
Man, oh, man. Those were the days. I gotta dust those off.
Pull out that steamer trunk. Dump them out and see what you find.
Oh, boy. I better track them down so in fucking 15, 16 years, my kid doesn't come over and go, "Hey, Dad, what are these tapes?" Oh, that's a long time ago, son.
Hulk Hogan gets $115.
For taking part in basically what was a glorified cuckold. That Bubba the Love Sponge. Give everybody the backstory on it.
Bubba the Love Sponge is some kind of, like, he's a radio host out of Tampa, I believe.
Yeah, he was always like a, you know, Howard Stern wannabe shock jock type. Out of
on Stern's channel for a while.
When Bubba started, he started in the Tampa area and created a groundswell. And actually, Howard was always like, "Who's this fucking guy?" You know how Howard always gets when, you know, somebody steals some of his audience.
Yeah.
So this is going way, way back, probably 20 years at this point, terrestrial radio bubble was, you know, big down there in Florida, started getting a lot of syndication.
Well, they were a pretty big market anyway. They had, you know, Ron Bennington, the Ron and Fez show. They had, well, it was
out of that same station in Tampa, or?
It was Tampa.
Huh.
But I don't know if they worked on the same exact station. But there was a pretty big boom in for radio down in Tampa. It was a good sized market. A lot of good hosts.
But, you know, that's how that guy made his name, being a shock jock. And, you know, later on when his career kind of was dying out, or I should say terrestrial radio was dying out, Howard did give him a gig, because that seems to be Howard's thing. He just, all the feuds he had when we were, you know, big fans listening when we were, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15. Well, I mean, I saw a fucking photo of him. I think it was on, it was something of him and Rosie O'Donnell. They're pals now. Kathy Lee Gifford, all the, you know, the people he used to shit on. He's gone Hollywood. He's chummy with everybody now. He's got no edge. That's why we don't give a shit. We don't listen to him anymore. He's
no good radio shows anymore.
Well, this one.
Yeah. Well, this is a podcast.
Yes.
This is the next wave.
Right. That's true. That's true. We have
Opie and Anthony disbanded a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Evidence of that isn't good. And Anthony by himself, who does that video podcast thing.
Yeah, it's everybody's just kind of like fucking pissing in the wind. It seems like, you know, how do you? I always wonder that too. Like with the podcasts, do you have to subscribe for the person who's doing the podcast to think they're getting any, you know, getting any listenership? Or like, because I love to listen to Gilbert. He has a, you know, you have to be into like Hollywood old tales and things, because it's have you listened?
Oh yeah,
I enjoy his stuff, but you know, that's the subject matter. You have to kind of really care about the Three Stooges and old monster movies and things, or just, I mean, you know,
the thing about podcasts is that nobody's paying really to subscribe to a podcast. Because if you want to be up on iTunes on Apple, you can't charge.
Oh, okay.
It has to be a free podcast.
Oh.
So basically, what you do is you put your podcast that you hosted on your own personal web server.
Okay.
And you send out an RSS feed so that, you know, it gets updated, and all of a sudden it'll show up on iTunes. Your subscribers will get a notification, and they can click on it and they can go to it. And then what you do is you take the data and you go to advertisers.
Oh, okay.
Like 1-800 dial a mattress thing.
Oh, it's like the old school on air reads, like the live reads.
They do that several times throughout
the week. Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know the guy, Mark Maron, the comedian?
Yeah.
Showing IFC. He does $10,000 a week in advertising.
Oh, wow.
Because he has the number one podcast on iTunes.
Jesus.
He does one show a week on a Saturday and posts it up on the internet and gets $10,000 from advertising.
Wow. Huh. Shit. We got to get into that.
Well, I guess we need a show on IFC or something.
Man, oh, man. We'll think of something. We will think of something. But anyway, yeah, so Bubba the Love Sponge is this DJ down in Tampa. He becomes friendly with Hulk Hogan, who was like a childhood hero of his. They start hanging out over there in Florida. Bubba's got this good-looking trophy wife.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, Hulk Hogan ends up fucking her.
Well, he wants his childhood hero to bang his girl.
Right. But basically, that was kind of what it was. I guess, you know, it was kind of offered, you know, the wife was offered up to Hulk Hogan. Hulk, yeah, you know, slipped it in Bubba the Love Sponge bed, in his bed there, banging the guy's wife.
But
meanwhile, he's behind the fucking two-way mirror. Or he had a camera installed.
How hard do you think he was cranking it?
Oh.
Do you think he was cranking it?
And, you know, it didn't happen just once. You know, they probably, you know, that's not a one-shot deal. Because they were pals. They were, you know.
Yeah, he would always go out on his show.
Somehow, whatever the deal was, that tape got leaked. People suspect it was Bubba that did it, or, you know, or the girl. Or, you know, it was an inside job.
Yeah.
I think they'd shopped the tape around. And Gawker is a website that you would be able to explain it better than I.
It's just shit modern day pop culture journalism. Shit.
Yeah, it's
articles.
Like faux journalism. Like they're trying to come across as newsworthy, but it's like a TMZ type thing. But
they're the site that if you go on Facebook, you'll see like somebody post one of their stories and it's like, oh, lumber sexuals are the new thing. Guys with beards wearing flannel shirts.
Can't hear Eric.
No, I think they can now. They should be able to.
We have to be able to hear Eric.
Yes. I'm here. They should be able to hear me.
As we were. So
yeah, my mic's up.
Okay, good. Yeah, so the tape goes to Gawker, the website, posts it. Okay, you're good now.
Okay.
God, what would we do without our listeners? They're like our engineers.
We need an actual producer in here.
We do. We need somebody to oversee our madness. They post the video, like a minute and a half clip.
Yeah.
Which, is it still out? Like, can you still see it? Or
I'm sure it's alive on the internet.
Yeah, you can't hide
that
shit.
Somewhere.
Once it's on, it's out there.
I'm sure a bunch of people saved it, and it's everywhere.
Right. Once it's on, it's existing forever. So, that was a couple years ago when all that shit went down. But just now, it was in court. Long story short, here we go. $115 million. Hulk wins $115 million. He had initially sued for $100 million. But apparently, somebody out there still loves the Hulkster. They tacked on an extra $15
million. Hey, why not?
Gawker took it on the chin Friday evening when I love this saying. Gawker took it on the chin Friday evening when a jury in Florida awarded Hulk Hogan a shocking $115 million over a sex tape of the wrestling legend posted online by a lowbrow gossip website.
And this is the same one. Let me remind you now, this is the same website that when the big iPhone leak happened, it was commonly referred to as the Fappening.
The Fappening, oh, yeah.
With Jennifer Lawrence and a bunch of other actresses. They were the Gawker was the first one to jump to their defense and claim, oh, why you're a piece of shit if you look at their nude photos. You're an absolute scumbag. Why would you go on the internet and try to seek something like that out? And then what do they do right after?
Oh, it was after the Fappening they did
this? Oh, yeah,
they probably saw how much fucking attention the Fappening got, and they changed their tune right quick. Well, they're fucked now because...
Have you actually seen the clip?
The Hulk one?
Yeah.
Of course.
The funniest part is when he's like laying in bed afterwards. And he's like, I ate so much, I feel like a fucking pig, bro. He's just like so upset. Like, he just wants to go home.
Body shamed.
Meanwhile, Bubba the Love Sponge fucking cranking it behind that two-way glass.
Man, that shit is... I don't get that. We, you know, we were shooting the shit before the show going, what the fuck is wrong with the guys that are like, I want a big monster guy or group of guys to fuck my precious girlfriend or
you
wife.
You have to have some serious low self-esteem.
Yeah, there's seriously something wrong. And I was like, you know, there are those guys out there that like to get stepped on or kicked in the balls or whatever.
Oh, this is
like
even, this
physical
is so
pain.
Much worse.
But I think if you want to be annihilated emotionally, you're like a whole other level of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Eric was explaining it in great detail as only Eric can about, bulls and this and that. He knows all
the
terminology.
Bull,
I thought I was sharp with all
if,
my
if
terms.
If you're not
and
familiar with cuckold, folks, buckle up. Basically, what happens is this is some sort of weird fetish between couples where a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend will find another guy to fuck the woman. Pretty much because either the guy sucks in bed or he's got a small dick. And for some reason, it's really, really big if you can get a black guy. It's really big. I don't get it. But
he means it's really big as in it's popular.
And if you go on this, I was looking at Reddit the other day, and they have an actual cuckold subreddit where people post their stories,
and
clips, and videos.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And I was telling you, this was a story about a guy whose wife went to work, basically fucked two guys in the office, then went out and fucked the bull in the van, and the bull fucked her bareback and finished dinner.
Okay, so real quick, in case you lost us, this broad goes out. She's got a side boyfriend. That's the bull. It's this big hulking fucking chunk of man meat.
Yep.
And she's hanging out with that guy. Well, he brings over two of his friends and says, first you got to fuck these guys. She fucks the friends, then fucks her boyfriend.
Fucks the bull in the van, and then
goes back to her husband.
Fulled up.
Full
of him.
Who was that band? They're fantastic.
Oh,
that was
wonderful.
Us. That was us, by the way, the opening song. That was one of our old gems.
And then And then the story, as the story were, he goes home and she makes him go down on her and lick her clean. All the while she's telling him how lousy he is in bed and how big this dude was and how great it was. She's telling him the story of fucking these three guys.
Delicious.
And then he lets, she lets him in, and it's basically she insults him about how small his dick is and how this guy's so much bigger. You got to be real fucked up to be into that shit.
And then does he sleep on the sofa? Or he goes, "Oh, good night, honey."
He eats his dinner out of a dog bowl. Sleeps outside.
Jesus Christ, it's almost as bad as my situation.
What have you licked out of a woman's snatch recently? Okay, good.
Nothing. But I'm taking quite enough abuse. That's neither here nor there, folks. But if anybody out there would care to have my wife, go for it.
Take my wife.
Take my wife, please. Henny Youngman, still very relevant. But yeah, I mean, you gotta fucking... What is your major malfunction, Pyle?
This internet has exposed us to some of the weirdest. Right, people don't even know
what
people.
Fucking turns them on anymore. Like, I wonder, like, is it like a closet homo thing, and they get turned on thinking about the dudes that were just in that hole, or
maybe, or it might know, just be just complete and utter humiliation that gets them off.
Oh man, oh man.
I guess you'd have to ask them.
I don't get it.
Oh,
we're all the nice girls.
Nowhere.
Right.
Speaking of weird fetishes, I was looking at a nice little post on the internet following some tweets from a furry convention.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently it turned into diaper mania with a bunch of grown men pissing and shitting themselves in diapers, and they started leaving it all around the hotel that was hosting this event.
Where was this?
I think it was St. Louis.
Wow. So it was a furry convention, but guys without costumes with just diapers? Or
I guess they were furries, but they are big into some diaper thing where they wear diapers and piss and shit themselves. Yeah. So a bunch of them decided, let's all meet up at this furry convention.
What's wrong with people?
They ended up, they would leave the diapers in the parking lot. They'd put it under, car windshield wipers, leave it just, in the lobby. Just piss and shit diapers everywhere and... it was bad.
God, those poor maintenance guys. They deserve a raise.
I don't clean. That's the wolf. I don't clean.
Yo, when I worked in hotels, man, there was shit that I fucking, because there was. All right. If I would be working the 3 to 11 shift, I would have to do room checks. Because people are supposed to be out, 11, 12, noon, 1 o'clock. At the latest, usually you're trying to have people out. So when I'd get on, if there were still rooms that were checked in, eventually, at some point, preferably before sundown, you'd have to go and you'd have to check these rooms. And it was always fucking creepy as fuck, because inevitably you'd hear stories about, guys that walked in on, suicides or real horrible shit. So every time you're going up to a mystery room and you're knocking, hello, anybody, and then you have the master key, you got to go in. And you never know what's going to be there. But more often than not, it was just a fucking vacant room that was just a mess. Everybody is a slob. Everybody is a fucking dirty, filthy animal.
It really is true. Everybody is a fucking slob in their own right.
But to go to a hotel, I mean, I can't tell you how many rooms I checked where people literally were wiping their asses on the last day with the bath towels.
Why?
I don't know. They were leaving. Fuck it, we're leaving. This is a nice towel. I'm going to wipe my ass with it. It was always shit-covered
towels.
Was
it a first wipe, or was it just a little...
I would imagine it
was... Or was this just a little brown smear?
No, these were it clumps. Wasn't like you got out of the shower and you were forgot to soap my ass.
This was
a general effort to wipe your ass with a towel, and you know that the fucking maids are just going to throw them in the wash with everything else. So it kind of... kind of queered the whole fucking hotel towel. You know, yeah. I still to this day have a hard time putting my face in a hotel shower yeah. towel because I just see all the doo-doo.
Oh, that's gross.
But, I mean, I'd rather walk in on a shit towel than the different things, guys I knew.
Well, can you imagine
years.
Walking in on, like,
a guy hanging five? From the raft? Like, I knew people that walked in on all kinds of
Could
shit.
Could you imagine walking in on five men with shit in their underwear, pissed drunk, blowing each other? Dressed
at a furry
dressed
convention.
As wolves? I mean,
I've walked in on some wacky shit, but that would take the cake. That would take the cake. Oh, the hotel days. Those were fun down in Miami Beach. There's a book in that, man. I'll tell you what, man, you know, the best gig ever, working at a hotel on the beach down there, because the chicks would come in, they'd want to know where to, you know, oh, we're here for a couple days, where's fun to go, what can we do? Oh, I know the lay of the land. I get off at 11. Let's go out and have a drink, this and that. Next thing you know, you got a fucking girlfriend for 5 days, 6 days. And the best part about it is it's like being a rock star, only the reverse. They fucking leave. So you had like new girlfriends every week. It was fantastic. I loved it. It was the fucking best job I ever had in my entire life.
And then you had
being
to come,
the front
you,
desk guy at a boutique hotel on
and,
South Beach.
And then you had to come back here.
Oh, what was I thinking? Well, we had to get this podcast going. We had to start oh, nice. We had to get our art.
The studio going.
Right,
the
right.
Going.
Everything happens for a reason, folks. Yeah. I have to believe that. I have to believe that. And a shout out to my beautiful one-year-old boy, baby John. See you soon.
We're going to have to get him on the podcast one of these days.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, boy, is he going to have a lot to say.
Especially now. We got to get him in like 2 weeks. Can we get him in like 2 weeks?
Shit, yeah. Why, what's in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Figured it would be a good guest.
I found a, you know, I've been going through, because, you know, he's one now, so I've got hundreds of photos, hundreds of videos, and I started thinking, oh, let me go back in time and, you know, and see how much he's grown. He's in the fucking top 90th percentile of height and weight and all that. He's a big, big motherfucker. But I'm positive he's mine. Don't worry. He's John Heslin III all the way.
All of a sudden, his hair starts growing and a little curly.
Oh, yeah. He's a star. But I went back, you know, and I'm looking at all these videos, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, you know, how time flies, man. Time flies. I didn't mean to get all personal there. Eric's like, yeah, not for me.
Yep.
Eric is going to make a great dad. I know it.
I hope not.
I know it. He might already be.
I know.
Eric's of the pull-out stylings.
No, I'm in the you have to be on birth control stylings.
Got to err on the side of caution.
Don't scare me. What are you scrolling through?
I was trying to find some audio of him, but I'll play that at the end. He's a pisser. I know he's trying to communicate with me, and I don't fucking understand what
he's
saying.
You think he's listening right
now? I'll play it for him later on. He gets a kick out of us. He thinks we're very immature, but he's right.
He's on a point.
He's absolutely right. Steven Tyler's got a new album coming out, country-themed record. Ugh. So I saw him on fucking Nashville last season. I was like, what is he doing? He's just everywhere. He's in that Skittles commercial, all that shit. He just loves to see his face on the TV.
It's a horrendous face.
Yeah, he does look like an old woman. But he's Steven Tyler, so whatever. Yeah. He's cool. I love that he's so unapologetic about all his exploits and his drug problem. And he's just like, no shame in that. There's no talk of recovery or anything. Or like, there's talk of recovery, but like begrudgingly almost. Like, sobriety sucks.
At least he's honest. He's earned the right.
Unlike all those other guys that throw it in your face and are like, there's nothing like it. Never felt better. Sources say that he's moved in with his much younger assistant. Tyler's 67, Amy Ann Preston, 28, 10 years younger than Tyler's daughter, Liv. I don't know why anybody gives a shit, but Steven Tyler has moved in with his much younger assistant. Weird but true, fish are hooked. Salmon caught near Seattle contain traces of cocaine. Scientists have reported. that dozens of doped up fish were infused with small amounts of nicotine as well, and antidepressants.
What is it? Those must be some real
antidepressants. Antidepressants. Huh. That's weird. I don't know where that one came out. Anyway, dozens of doped up fish, also infused with small amounts of nicotine and antidepressants, were discovered by researchers. These slippery suckers were not full enough of the drugs to get a human high, though.
That's unfortunate.
How the fuck does a salmon, how does a fish ingest coke?
It's got to be like somebody dumping a bale, like a big fucking brick off of a boat. Huh.
Oh, there was a story. We didn't do a podcast that week, but somebody, there was a beach where like $250,000 of coke washed up on a South Florida beach.
Wow.
I always thought, man, one day that I was going to find a bale of pot or or something, you know, where I live.
Oh,
right,
it's like
the
hitting the jackpot.
I think there's, oh man, that's a whole other story. I'll tell you later. But man, oh man, you never know down there. It's out there. Square groupers, they're floating. Did you ever see that movie, The Square Grouper documentary? It was, I mean, if you like Cocaine Cowboys, the movie directed by my fellow UM alumni, Billy Corbin, outstanding documentary. But there's one called Square Grouper that's about the rednecks further south on the southwest tip of Florida that were pot guys that were importing marijuana as opposed to coke. And these fucking rednecks had like airboats and shit, and they lived out in the fucking Everglades, and they couldn't be caught because they knew the fucking backwoods areas in and out, and the fucking DEA could never get anybody to talk, could never figure out how they were, you know, where they were hiding. They were dropping it from planes, and then the airboats would go out and get it and then run it into these little canals, and it was just well hidden. As shit goes with fucking idiots, they all started making some good money. And the next thing you know, basically this fucking podunk, like basically shacks and shanties, all of a sudden started having like sports cars and like, so basically what they did,
you got greedy.
What they did in this area, I don't want to give the whole movie away, but eventually everybody's living the high life. Well, what happens? The fucking DEA basically pins everybody in this community in. They go house to house and they arrest like all the men in this community. So these guys all got like long ass prison sentences, and it became this community that was just single women. It was like, it must have been the greatest fucking place to be a guy that wasn't in the dope game, because it was like all the dudes went to jail.
How great could those redneck swamp women be, though?
I don't know. I don't know if they got to keep the sports cars, but
I mean, I'm sure it was good for the scrawny little dude who was, oh, I'm not gonna get involved in
that. Yeah, good
guys.
Point. Good point. But yeah, if you get a chance, check out the movie Square Grouper. You will thoroughly enjoy that one. That was that was fucking wild. Oh, we were talking about this earlier. Our buddy Brett Easton Ellis, author of Less Than Zero, Rules of Attraction, and American Psycho, one of my personal favorites, recently wrote an essay condemning the modern ubiquity of pornography. So basically, as we can sum it up best is, or as Eric had said, it'll take you, what, 10 seconds?
10 seconds to find a video of a girl getting a fist stuff up her ass.
Right, and we were laughing about that because we figure, you know, we're in our early 30s, that it's guys our age that basically our generation lived both. You know, we were the generation that where it was like fucking incredible to find a Playboy.
As soon as somebody had a Playboy in school in their backpack, they became your best friend.
That was like unbelievable to us.
You know, kids would have a fort out in the woods, and somebody would find that Playboy, and there'd be like 15 kids at the fort, and they'd be like, oh man,
can you believe that? Yeah, and that was even like, I mean, that was Playboy. I mean, forget like Split Beaver stuff, like Hustler and all that.
Hustler,
I mean, that was
Hustler
like,
was the shit.
I mean, if you can find that kind of shit, forget about it. But so as we're growing up, the advent of the internet, all of a sudden it starts to really fucking dilute
your
brain. And, you know, it's like,
and we
the
also
access that kids have nowadays to, you know, with the internet. And just how fucking weird everybody is. And that's probably a big part of all this fucking fetish shit, because people don't know what turns them on anymore. Like,
and then they can see it.
Whereas you could get like a four wheel magazine and a girl on the cover in a bikini, and that was like, you know, spank bang stuff back in the day. Like now, you're sitting on the internet 5 or 10 seconds, you're like, nah, I think I want an Asian now.
Yeah,
5 or 10, I want some different tits.
How many
now.
Times have you? How many times have you been on a porn site and scrolled through pages and pages of videos, looking just to find one video
all the
time?
Where it's like, you know,
oh my, okay, she's the perfect body type. That's the face I want at this very moment. And then you click on it and you're good to go.
You start watching it. You go, well, let me see. Maybe there's somebody better.
You scroll down and you're like, okay, related videos. Similar. And then it just branches off. And you're like, all of a sudden, like a half hour later, you're sitting there with a soft six and you haven't even finished anything.
Like, I don't even care. You're like, it nothing is shocking anymore. Nothing. It's gotten to the point where,
And going back to the, like, going through that transition that we had to go through, where it was, you know, magazines and photos, right. And then we got the internet, but also there was that period on the internet where if you had cable TV, you could like try to tune in the cable box to try to see some, like because there was the Playboy channel,
right.
And there was Spice. There was Spice.
Yes. And it'd be all like, the screen would be like red and green and purple, and it would be fucking just all fucked up, pixelated and shaking all over. But once in a while, I'd be like, whoa, I think I saw a green tit. And like, that was exciting stuff. That was like, yeah. You know, that was a big fucking deal.
Watching
scrambled porn. And now, you know, what do you want to see? Google it. I mean,
do you remember the tuner boxes? Where you could attach it to a cable box and you had a remote where you could fine tune out the
I think
the
I
bars.
Knew a guy that had one. He used to get all the WWF pay-per-views.
Remember that? So and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, here it is. But it would just be like a girl with big 80s hair in like a swimsuit, and then she just comes out onto a stage and strips for a little bit.
Right.
But it's like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Sure.
Now it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now we're on
like,
eFuck.com watching fucking Asian hookers smoke cigarettes out of their snatches.
And then the thing
ridiculous.
The thing about the evolution of pornography through the internet. Before, it used to be like you'd go to these sites, they'd probably be loaded with viruses, and you'd get to see a couple of pictures and they'd take forever to load up.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get high speed internet, and then you have like Napster, and then Napster did music, and then you had Kazaa, which did video and picture files as well. So all of a sudden you had a bunch of people downloading it. It was the typical file for that time, like 1999 and 2000. Britney Spears nude.jpg.gif.png.exe. They put all these extensions to make it seem like a picture, but it was just a virus, and people would double click on it and their computer would be fucked.
Oh no.
and cuz I was loaded with that, but now you have like legit full watt, like just go to YouPorn.
Right.
That's a legit site. You can pay for a subscription. They have advertising.
Does anybody even pay for subscriptions anymore? I think
some people do pay for subscriptions to like YouPorn and Pornhub, basically because you get like a lot of other stuff. Like you get like user submitted stuff, like genuine amateur stuff. And I think people pay like $10 a month for that or something.
Yeah. There are guys that are still like really into knowing new actresses up and coming, you know, like people do still follow it.
Yeah.
And it beats going and spending $35 at Blockbuster to rent a fucking greasy.
Is that how much it was?
I think.
Did they charge extra for the pornos?
Well, I was too young at the time, but I think I've heard that it was very expensive. Well, I know to buy the tapes.
The tapes were expensive.
You had to order them, and they would be, you know.
Well, I mean, all we have to do is look to our very own hometown. They had a number of porn shops on the turnpike.
Video. Remember the fucking, they had the swinging doors at Video Galaxy or whatever.
Video Galaxy
like
had the little back
room. Basically a fucking glorified closet that had like old saloon doors.
Yeah, it was old saloon doors with like, for a while, maybe they had the beads across.
Yeah, okay, yep.
But yeah, that was where you'd go in to grab the porno tapes there.
Oh, man.
But I mean, did they have hardcore stuff or was it like Skinamax?
Nah, I imagine. Yeah. I don't think there was anything, you know. I don't think there was the kind of shit you can find now. They didn't have Shiza stuff or Asian stuff. And, you know.
They had, you know, Summer Vacation 12 or whatever.
Yeah, it was probably
softcore, like, you know, at the villa.
Right.
The stuff you'd see on Skinamax.
We were reminiscing earlier and just goofing, and when we thought of literally sitting in front of the TV and watching the pixelated videos, we realized how far we've come to, like,
oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, we got anything
now,
you want now.
Now fucking kids can just, you know, who's watching the kids? You know, they're on the internet and they're, you know, they see whatever. It's fucking twisted.
I remember like the worst, when the worst things on the internet were like goat. Remember Goatsy?
The dude
holding his asshole and tub girl.
Tub girl when the girl shit in the bathtub.
Yeah, she's shitting up into the air. She's wearing like a little mask up into her face. Yeah, Goatsy, tub girl, and I think backyard wrestling were probably the worst things on the internet at the time.
Jesus. Yeah, that was all the rage. Kids beating each other up and jumping off the roof.
Oh, I did it.
I remember that. You guys taped a bunch of that shit too, didn't you?
Like, I have no access to any of those tapes.
You lost them, or
I don't know where they are. Who has them? I have no idea.
Didn't somebody jump off a roof and break a table, and it was like real intense?
We used to break. Remember, we used to break tables in high school.
In the school, I remember.
Yeah, we used to do that in the school.
I do remember that. What would we unscrew the thing, or we just actually hit each other that hard?
They're just folding tables. They break under the weight of a person folding through them. I jumped off one lunch table, threw one. I choke slammed somebody through a couple of them.
I remember there was a lot of broken tables. I didn't know.
And then the funniest thing was they switched the plastic afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I tried to jump through one of those.
Doesn't work.
I bounced right off.
That's right. I thought we might.
I bounced right off, and I was big at the time too. I was a lot heavier than I
thought.
We were tampering with
them, but literally we would just break the boards.
The first time it happened, I had gone in. We had like that little break period.
Yeah.
And there were no teachers. There were just kids in the cafeteria. So the table that they usually would put, like, the ketchup and mustard, the condiments, all that stuff down, we run in, and I give the dude a fucking hellacious choke slam. And he jumped up good and sold it like a
champ. Was it?
It was Tenny.
Oh, okay.
So I picked him up right by the throat, and he gave a great leap, and I got good height, and just he went right through the table. No, it was a power bomb. The choke slam took place in a parking lot, in the school parking lot.
Jesus.
That was a good choke slam, but the first time it was a power bomb.
Wrestling's way different too. Like, I try and watch every now and then, and I don't know who anybody is anymore, but we lived through that fucking Attitude Era with The Rock and Stone Cold, and where they were still cutting themselves with the turnbuckles and bleeding all over the place and fire and fucking, they don't even do chairs anymore, do they?
You can't hit somebody on the head with a chair. You can hit them on the back.
Okay.
Or like do the shot to the gut.
Right.
But they don't let you do headshots anymore. They're too big into the concussions. I do subscribe to the WWE Network. So it's like $10 a month and you can get to watch the monthly pay-per-view and watch all the old stuff.
Right.
Like they have like every old Monday Night Raw.
Do you watch the new ones religiously like we used to?
Religiously, no. If I'm home I'm usually home on a Monday night because I go to bed at like 10 or so because I got to get up early for work. So maybe I'll throw on Raw if I'm not doing anything else or I'm not watching a movie. I'll watch it for an hour and a half or so. And then I don't even pay attention to it.
I miss the old days. I can't get into it. I've tried. I don't know.
I mean, and the sad thing is that they have a lot of really good wrestlers like that put on a hell of a show. Some of the guys, the moves they do, the flips they do, it's cool stuff, but it's just the storytelling is so weak.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. It's
they're still trying to like now.
I miss Val Venus and fucking guys.
Yeah,
that edge
nothing like that anymore. But the thing was is that Linda McMahon ran for what was it, senator?
Oh, that's when it kind of died.
And they
tried
to make it more like family friendly and like bring it back to the mid-90s.
Well, that's now, when you lose now, guys like us.
Now they're all about, like, they're more interested in promoting the name of the business than the wrestlers because they don't have any big stars anymore. It's like, it's not as fun to watch. But WrestleMania is coming up next month.
Oh, so you should have another WrestleMania function. That was always fun.
Definitely.
What was that, a year ago or 2 years ago when The Undertaker lost?
Oh, it was 2 years ago.
You had a bunch of fucking 30-year-old guys, you know, cooking out and watching it. And it was funny because it just immediately, like, everybody was fucking 12 and 13 again, like, into it. Like,
yeah, because it was Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker.
Yeah, everybody.
So that's fucking cool to watch Brock Lesnar because it's always nice to see him doing anything. He's insane.
He is a crazy fuck.
So, yeah, and then he got beaten for the first time in, like, 20-something years at WrestleMania. He was undefeated there. So, it was kind of a big thing. And it was funny as hell to watch the reaction of the people in the crowd. if you go back.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
People are crying. People are, like, in shock. Like, their eyes are wide open.
I think, you know, some of the guys that we were with were, like, devastated, too, or just mind fucked. But they were focusing on people in the crowd at the place that were obviously big Undertaker fans. And there was... there were tears. There was some serious fucking emotion going on in that arena.
They still use One Reaction. There was one dude in the crowd, and he had like it just his jaw face. Was yeah, dropped. Yeah. He was like,
I remember that one.
Yeah, they still use that one to this day.
Your buddy Trump there, his son got sent a threatening letter.
It must be another peaceful Democratic supporter.
Right.
That's great.
Eric Trump was sent an envelope that was handwritten saying, if your father does not drop out of the race, the next envelope won't be a fake. And when his wife opened it, white powder spilled out all over the place. So there was a little panic at first. But
yeah, there's probably a lot of panic.
Right, right. I'd love to be a fly on the wall when that happens.
See,
turns out it was just Country Time lemonade mix. Like, no bullshit. It was lemonade mix.
I don't understand why people do this.
People are fucking stupid. Like, I don't know, man.
Okay, so you disagree with the guy. So if you disagree with the guy, vote against him. Right. Tell your friends to vote against him. Don't send death threats. What was it today? They were blocking off a highway in Arizona so people couldn't get to the rally.
It's such a crock of shit. And then
what children?
That thing you were talking about, that fucking
AIDS Skrillex. AIDS Skrillex and Carl the Cuck. Look that up. AIDS Skrillex actually topped YouTube. If you typed in AIDS, the number two search option was AIDS Skrillex.
Oh, no.
And it was basically a video of just two people who are the epitome of everything you hate about these political these huge supporters who go and protest.
Stupid, naive, young white kids that have never really struggled. And
just spouting off a few lines that they saw on the internet. You know, they're the ones either Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you ask them, well, why is Trump like Hitler? And their only response is, oh, are you serious? Like, how do you not know how Trump? They have no responses to what... It's just embarrassing. Both of these sides are so embarrassing. Like, at least with the Trump supporters, they're nonviolent hillbillies for the most part.
Right.
Hillbillies nowadays, they're a lot of talk, not a lot of action, unless they're really fueled by booze.
But dew shine.
Yeah, but for the most part, they'll just be like, "Oh, fuck that idiot."
Oh, that's you think AIDS Skrillex is funny, son?
Looking at some dank memes. Oh, Jesus.
Baby John thinks AIDS Skrillex is hilarious.
But these people who show up at these rallies on both sides are just terrible.
Yeah.
But I really do think at this point the left is becoming even worse. As far as their actions and how they handle themselves, they have like no class at all.
Right. Well, anybody who's so fucking bored that's how... You want to fucking protest? Well,
so they have nothing better to do.
Right, right. Like, do you have the desire to protest for anything? I mean,
no.
I would rather...
Unless it's something that was truly important that I thought I could actually make a change.
Right. None of those candidates are going to... Actually, honestly, I think Trump is going to shake up the old guard big time. Like, even his own party. Like, a lot of those guys that are, you know, that have been figureheads in the party for... a lot of years are worried about him coming in because it's gonna, you know, he has fuck you money. He's not for sale. Right. I mean, you know, whatever kind of, you know, backroom dealings may go on or whatever, he's still, I think, in a better position to say, nah, fuck you lobbyists and fuck you and fuck you and fuck you.
And the thing,
let's get some industry
is...
back in America. Let's honestly, I believe that he has potential to bring manufacturing and bring more jobs back to the States and just shake things up to the point where...
If he can't be bought by a major corporation and set some sort of reform in where he can't let these corporations cheat people and, you know, move jobs overseas and still make shit tons of money that even the U.S. government doesn't see.
Right. So I'm optimistic about... him more than I would be with anybody else. You know, I don't fucking trust Hillary one fucking bit.
And
never
no one
did.
Should.
You can't, right?
And no one.
Bernie's whole platform seems to be, you know,
Bernie would have been. I was really hoping for a Bernie versus Trump, because then you have the two anti-establishment guys from both sides. I think Bernie Sanders would have made an okay president.
I think
he would have done anything radical or make any great changes, but he also wouldn't have brought any harm. He would have brought a little bit of, you know, at least some insight and knowledge and, you know, spread the word about some things that are in this country that are not going
well.
It seems
like he was more appealing to the middle class, where
he really alienated a lot of people. He alienated the rich because he wanted to tax them more.
Right.
And then he alienated the uneducated by dropping the S-bomb. He said socialism. So all of a sudden people think, he's a Russian or something like that. And all of a sudden that pops into their mind and they're like, oh, Hitler was a socialist too.
Man.
And then they start to freak out. And no,
for a guy that's been dead for so many fucking years, Hitler
he left his mark.
I
got to admit, he left his mark.
You know, think about it. Who like Jesus?
Hitler is number two.
When people talk about dead people,
except one of them was real.
Hold on a second. Don't speak ill of my Lord and Savior, Jesus. That is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
right.
my Lord and Savior.
So, but think about it. When you talk about dead people, like, I've heard his name more in the last couple months than I've heard Jesus. Ain't nobody talking about Jesus.
Yeah, nobody calls a presidential candidate Jesus.
Right.
Even if
he's
like
very
him.
Christ-like. You know? He's a good man. Very altruistic.
And I don't understand taking so much personal involvement in politics.
Oh, it's people are just stupid.
The people who donate money to a politician, you're going to donate money to a rich motherfucker? Why? So they can tell you how to live? Is that what you want to do?
Right.
And then you have, it's been like, I've really noticed some poor decision making on the part of some Sanders supporters. Some, you know, like scary things you hear from people, like how they max out their credit cards to donate to him because they think it'll help. And then, oh, he just lost all these states on Super Tuesday. I'm not going to get student loan forgiveness. I'll never amount to anything. I'm miserable.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody had posted how cut the grocery bill by 3/4 by living off of rice and beans for the last 2 weeks so I could donate to Bernie. And it's like, why are you doing that to yourself?
Right. It's like,
do you really
if you want to do some, you know, civic work or civic, do like
make
get out
some
there,
phone
you know,
calls, talk to people,
Habitat for Humanity. But I don't know, do something like that or work at a fucking soup kitchen if you want to make a difference. Don't be fucking giving money to politicians.
Don't.
But hold on, I want to play this game. Let's think of dead guys whose names you hear a lot.
John Lennon.
He was my next one.
John Lennon, Jesus, Hitler.
Nixon
gets brought up quite
Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt, especially down south. Earnhardt.
He's a
never
Christ-like
forget.
Figure. Three forever.
I don't know. Who else? Well, I mean, classical.
Kennedy.
A lot of musicians at Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn,
gets brought up
yep.
a lot. Still relevant in commercials. They were just doing one, like the Snickers commercial with William Dafoe as Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. Still gets brought up all the time.
Oh, Mother Teresa's back in the news because she's getting a sainthood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, watch the Penn & Teller bullshit episode.
What, about her?
Yeah. She was not as nice as people made her out to be.
Right, because she was against vaccinations or something. She was like, or there was
I don't remember exactly the details about it, but they brought up a lot of facts that did not paint her in a very good picture.
Right. Did you know why she had an open casket funeral?
Why's that?
To keep the flies off the people that visited her.
Oh, boy.
Too soon?
No. It's perfect timing.
Just awful.
When did she die?
Anytime. When did she die? Yeah. Way back. I was like fucking 12, at least 12 years ago, I think. That was, had to be at least a decade, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't fact check.
Didn't care enough to remember.
That was a good list of dead people who are still relevant.
Yeah. It's mostly big actresses, big musicians, and big politicians.
Right. Huh. If you can, if you're out there and you can think of some interesting people, put it on our Speakeasy site. We're on Facebook. You can also follow us at...
If you're on the Mixlr site, you can just give us stuff instantly to our chat.
That's true.
That the is Mixlr true. App, spread the word.
Let's see if we got any things written.
We got some. We haven't had one in a while. Oh, Al Capone from your sister.
Oh, yep, that's a good one.
Al Capone gets brought up a lot, and they still have those shitty cigars named after him.
Hold on, we have to look up the Alaskan Pipeline. What's that slang for? Oh, hold on. Here it is.
A man fucking a fish.
You shit in a condom, freeze it, and jerk her off with it?
Oh, no. You no. Well, I don't know if you jerk a girl off with it, but I think you would fuck her with a frozen piece of shit. Speaking of, you know, the first time I've ever heard that brought
up. Oh, my God. An Alaskan pipeline. That is awful. Thank you, listeners. That is fantastic. In Alaska, you freeze I've never heard a piece that. Of shit in a rubber. And use it as a dildo.
All right.
Far out. That is a new low.
Wow.
What would we do without our audience? Let's see what else we've got in here.
That's rough.
Just everybody saying that now we can hear you.
Oh, good, good.
The Alaskan pipeline. Oh,
that is interesting.
I don't know why, but that. I'm suddenly thinking of Taco Bell and going to get a fucking burrito. I don't know. I think shit.
Well, no, you don't want. I don't think you want diarrhea for an Alaskan pipeline.
No, whenever I think of a big log, whenever I think of that's fucked up. Whenever I think of shit,
whenever I think of
my mind immediately drifts to Taco Bell
because it makes you shit.
I love me some Taco Bell.
It's
though.
Better than any sort of stool loosener you could ever. I don't know how people eat that shit.
Really?
The only thing I really enjoy from there is the quesadilla. And I'll have like that maybe once every 2-3
months.
You
never just had a big fucking pile of dog shit and a fucking hot burrito?
Like, no, I've never had dog shit and a hot burrito.
Down.
No, but every now and then.
Just a
like,
beef fucking I'm grilled sure, stuff burrito.
It's a fine drunk food. Don't get me wrong. It's a fine drunk food. But
so you're telling me that the fact that I eat it sober is
disturbing. It's disturbing. It's unfortunate and disturbing.
There's something wrong
I'm worried,
with you,
I'm sir. Worried about your health.
Not me. Not me. Fuck it.
But yeah, that's some gross shit. Especially when you think about the people working there.
I want it right now.
I've gone in there and like seen a guy making my burrito with like, he had the sweat T on his back. It looked like a lowercase T from the roll of back fat and then down his back. And I'm like, this man is handling my food.
And scratching himself. And
I can imagine. Just,
Eric's like, no, never again.
And he's like pulling on that sour cream dispenser like this curdled udder. Horrendous.
Well. I'll refrain tonight from some T-Bill.
Please do. Your body will thank you for it.
Go home, make a Bubba Burger. Yeah, that's better. Those are good.
What is it?
The frozen burgers, they're like Angus patties that come in the freezer aisle.
Oh, okay.
You just grill them up, throw them in a pan, whatever. Oh, yeah, I found in a box a pizza stone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use a pizza stone to cook? Eric and I, we love to cook. We're into the culinary arts.
Yeah, pizza stones are good. It's good because it collects all the heat into it, so it cooks the pizza evenly.
Okay.
So instead of getting like, just cooked on the outside and raw dough.
We go from talking about shit and shit dildos and Taco Bell to like a fucking
to a well-made pizza.
Hang on, let's talk about cuisine with the pizza stones. Like, how do you know about cleaning them? Because they're porous, so you have to. Man, did we take a left turn here? But real quick, use salt, a little bit of salt.
They clean off pretty easy. But what you might want to get like some sort of like a coarse grain or something, like a cornmeal or flour to put on it.
Okay,
and put the dough on top of that so it doesn't stick.
Gotcha.
That way it'll be easy to clean.
But cleaning it, would I use like a little brush maybe or?
Yeah, I mean, just use any sort of normal sponge. I wouldn't. I mean, you could even probably take a Brillo pad to it or anything if it was really bad.
Huh.
I don't think you're going to do too much damage to the stone.
No, yeah,
but.
Yeah, that should be good. All right, I guess we're going to make some fucking pizza coming up.
There you go.
Beats Taco Bell, Eric says.
Yeah, it beats an Alaskan pipeline.
Oh! Would that work?
Oh, yeah.
Why am I even asking?
I mean, it depends. Like, as long as you, like, take the condom and roll it out completely and then, like, tie it off at the appropriate thing. And, like, you got to form it, like Play-Doh.
I'm thinking of how to... how to shit in it. Or you have to...
You have to have a good solid log.
And just, what?
I don't know. I saw a dude on Reddit who collected his shit in condoms.
No kidding.
And he had like, and they would be filled up like this.
Oh wow.
Like a brick.
Huh.
And then he would like suck on them and like post videos and pictures of himself jerking off with them.
Wow, man. Yeah. What are you doing watching that shit?
It's it. Just
inquiring minds want to know.
WTF section of Reddit.
Huh.
It, I mean, Reddit is the portal to everything Jesus wrong Christ. With the world.
Where do you draw the line? Like, are you watching that guy going, oh, that's it. That's it. I've seen it. That's enough. Or do you like watch the entire clip?
No. It was like a few photos of the dude like posing with six of them on his chest.
Oh, and wow. Like,
oh, boy.
Describe this guy.
Middle-aged, receding hairline, shitty beard.
Huh.
Probably very alone or
right.
hooks up with
you know, drifters.
Yeah, drifters.
Man. Oh.
I mean, there's some weird stuff.
Well,
man.
The what the fuck section of Reddit.
Pretty much every section.
I haven't been there.
Fucked.
I think you got me beat there, my friend. I have not checked that out yet.
Well, I mean,
when I need a good fucking colonic for
Reddit,
my brain.
Reddit is fucking weird. Like some of the things they have, like they have, you know, basic. You can go in there and then
you'll
see like.
I'm always afraid to click on stuff in there because I feel like there's just so many fucking grimy punks on there that I'd be afraid to.
There's grimy punks anywhere. Like there right. are the normal Reddits. You know, like you'll get somebody who there's just one section that's all like cute pictures of animals. And then the next one, there was one
oh,
called...
Oh, so it's like all communities.
Everything.
Oh, okay.
Everything you can find on the internet is on there. So you go from cute animals, and then you'll find a subreddit, which is called Pretty Dead Girls. Which
oh,
is bodies
yeah.
of
I remember you
bodies
that.
Of attractive dead women.
Yeah,
it's
that...
Fucked
you know
up.
What? Actually, I'd be interested... I'd be interested in looking some of those up. What are they, autopsy photos or...
Or just dead on the street, like a picture of a dead body with like the blood spilling and
oh,
everything.
Jesus.
It's bad. Bad
huh.
stuff, man. People are fucking weird.
Yeah. So it's not like they're all like nice in the coffin. They're
no,
like
no.
splattered all over the road.
No, no.
Okay.
Or like dead of an overdose, like all pale and gross looking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. People are fucked up.
We went from fucking, we took another turn.
Yeah, we always throw it in reverse and go back into the shit pile. As soon as we pull ourselves out of the shit, we go right back
it's
in.
It's like that emergency bailout that the fucking Secret Service practices
as
in
soon
the limo.
As soon as I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Fucking slamming it into gear. Oh, and we killed Nancy Reagan last time.
We did.
We were with Zombie Reagan here in the studio, and I was talking to Zombie Reagan about Nancy,
and he made
totally thought that she was already dead,
and he made a joke about how she was dead.
How she was dead, and then we got home that night, and she fucking died that day, probably during our show. I think we fucking killed her. We killed Nancy Reagan.
She was just embarrassed about her husband.
She must have been listening.
A fool of himself.
She must have been listening and just missed her husband so much. Just like, oh, Ronnie didn't come visit me. He's over with those guys.
Oh boy, you see what happens,
man. We killed Nancy Reagan.
Who should we make fun of this week that we can
well I have a suggestion.
Wow. We'll make fun of her afterwards,
right when she's good and goddamn dead.
Oh,
hold on,
boy.
Let's think of somebody good. Who should we put our hex on, our jinx on? Nah, you know what, I don't want to. There's only one. There's only one for me. Yeah. So we'll spare everyone else.
All right.
But
maybe,
Nancy didn't.
Maybe
yeah.
I'd like to see
I
Amy
hope,
Schumer get
I
punched
hope.
In the face.
Who?
Amy Schumer
yeah.
can take a punch
I'd be
in the
fine
face. Let's pray for
I
that.
Didn't, we didn't mean to kill Nancy. We really,
no,
you know,
no,
we thought she was
Nancy.
Dead already. We really did.
Oh, boy.
But, man, she got a lot of attention. You know, I understand.
Hey, Mr. T was there.
Right, right. Man, that was like an 80s reunion from fucking just like
yeah.
pure straight fucking 80s there.
Well, we have
well, just say
about
no,
30
folks.
Seconds left. So thank you guys for listening. This
we appreciate your fandom. We love you.
This has been the Speakeasy Podcast.
Come see us again soon and check out our website.
SpeakeasyCT.com. I think I will have it up eventually, but go to Facebook, Speakeasy, or EP Speakeasy, and you can check us out there. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.
See you next week.
Bye.